It's the Michael Mara Show.
How's your life changed in the last 10 days?
Well, I tell you what, there seem to be more f***ing people hovering around me. That's for sure. On the other hand, I'm f***ing Michelle in my own bed over the last 10 days, which is quite a f***ing treat. Michelle always wakes up earlier than I do, so in your bed, it's a great feeling.
It's our president.
That's well done. Is that we get that, or is that a Joe?
That's
Joe Everett.
Joe did that.
Joe, I don't give you many compliments. Fine job on that.
Really nice.
Want to congratulate Ton Amex.
Who?
Ton's from Sacramento.
That's not a real name.
Want these to be Manassas winners. I just compliment him. Now I take it away. I take it back, Joe. Todd's from Sacramento. He gets a Devil Town t-shirt all the way out in Sacramento.
Well, that applies if you think about it.
Hell, if she's going to fly out here for next Wednesday.
Devil Town West.
Hard Times Cafe and Q in Devil Town will be there Wednesday night, November 26th, 9 to 11. Come out and join us. Buzz Babes are going to be there at 7 o'clock getting things ready for you.
And no porn.
No porn.
Rob's putting a microphone in his eye.
Yeah, because I hate Sacramento.
Oh, don't. Now stop that. Don't say that so honestly. The Final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, every thang is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army.
That
Ski
is nice.
Chalet, three locations online at skichalet.com. Mm-hmm. And now here he is, the man, the legend, the last full segment of news.
News.
Mr. Bug.
Here's news. It appears the Bush administration is going to leave more than half of that $700 billion bailout package to the Obama administration. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said so in today's Wall Street Journal, which sounds as though he's got a plane to catch. Quoting him, "I'm not going to be looking to start up new things unless they're necessary."
Well, you know, you don't want to make a mess,
says Henry Paulson.
Paulson.
He's all done here. The Bush administration has used less than half the emergency fund to bail out the financial sector. It'll be left to Obama to use the other half, probably to bail out the housing sector, which he says he's given top priority to.
It's a very confusing time. We talked about it. I really didn't get a feel for a consensus as far as this bailout. Thought it was about 50-50. People that think we should do it, people that think we shouldn't.
There was one common thread, though, throughout everything. Everyone was concerned that if we do it or if we don't do it, what's going to happen?
Condition.
If the industry crumbles.
If you're bailing out an antiquated industry, you're not doing anybody any good, and you're just postponing the inevitable.
But I think everyone agreed that it's scary.
I think people realize the importance of this, and I think that's why the latest survey shows 60% of Americans, a slight majority, believe that we should save the car company.
On a pragmatic level, I think that we've got a bunch of people driving around in Chevys, mm-hmm. and a lot of people driving around in Caddies, mm-hmm. and those people, you know, have to get their car serviced, and I feel sorry, you know, when the people call in from the dealerships and you realize it's all around the country.
They're in danger, too.
You gotta wonder. We'll continue to watch this and talk about it and let you vent about it, and
Please, hopefully
we'll pull out of this, and I swear to God, when we do,
we will.
We're having a porn party.
Free porn for everybody.
Amen.
No,
even
no,
the kids.
No, no, no.
And while government has been busy bailing out banks, the Pentagon's been throwing bales of money out the window. A new Inspector General's report says the military has spent $600 million on projects in Iraq that were canceled because of mismanagement. We paid more than $172 million for 7 projects that were never even finished, or never even started in some cases.
Now, this is going all the way back to government oversight for procurement and, you know, when you're paying like $600 for a toilet, mm-hmm. or something like that.
And while we're watching and carefully watching billions with one
toilet
hand.
Toilet seat, I should say.
We're throwing away billions with the other hand in, mm-hmm. the Iraq war.
It's insane. It really is. You know, you had an optimistic story that maybe, you know, with the gas prices coming down,
by summer.
Yeah, June, hopefully, it would be wonderful to see something. I mean, everybody's got just a long-term, mm-hmm. low-grade headache over the whole thing.
Hillary Clinton has reportedly accepted Barack Obama's job offer to be the next Secretary of State.
I like that. I think that's great.
Now, questions have been raised about the donations that Bill Clinton's charitable foundation has gotten from some of the countries Hillary would be dealing with. Democrats say they think she'll easily be confirmed by the Senate so long as the news channels don't make too big a deal out of the bill thing.
Now, has Clinton gotten private money? I mean, he says he made his living going overseas and speaking to these groups. I know he's done a lot of philanthropic work.
In some cases, yes, it's privately donated. Some of it, he's actually gotten governments to give up the money for his charitable causes.
I remember when President Mugabe
Yeah?
He gave me a lovely solid gold love statue.
Wow.
I keep that in my office. Hill's never seen it.
Do you use that for a, what is that you practice? Active love?
Active love. Yes, as a matter of fact, if you have the right type of lube, you can use that to your own satisfaction.
No kidding.
That statue, is that a battery compartment?
That's what it has right on the bottom, but it's so heavy.
And who are you?
I'm Bill Clinton.
All right.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bill Clinton.
Thank you.
As we mentioned yesterday, Obama wants to surround himself with former rivals in much the same manner as Abe Lincoln. But Obama doesn't just look back at history.
They're different rivals, though, aren't they?
Yes, different kinds. Uh-huh.
I was going to say, they're not, because none of them are still alive.
When you hear rivals, isn't that, don't you think it's like a Jane Austen novel?
I see someone twirling a waxed mustache.
Let's duel.
Here comes Mr. Willoughby, one of my rivals. Yes, Willoughby is one of my rivals.
You pistols queen. At 20 paces. Mm-hmm. But Obama doesn't just look back at history. He looks at his BlackBerry a lot. In fact, he says he's addicted to it. And because of a law known as the Presidential Records Act, oh, look who's here.
Hey.
I was trying to say, what's he looking at me for?
Mayor Barry, how are you?
I tell him to stop. I'm paranoid, and I just won with 95% of the vote.
I think I saw someone looking in your window.
Yeah, I just told him, make me paranoid. I'm going back to quartermaster's.
Washington, former Washington,
so
D.C.
shaky.
Mayor Marion Barry.
Very shaky.
So what is this about the Barack Barry?
Well, the law says all presidential correspondence under this Presidential Records Act, it may force him to give up his BlackBerry. He may have to.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Or he has to have it published, because under the law, all presidential correspondence has to go into the official public record. One reason President Bush avoided using email himself.
I don't want to use email.
That's the reason he couldn't figure it out.
They are really, is it me or are they already trying to find stories out of nothing? You know, he can't use his BlackBerry. Of course he doesn't need a BlackBerry. He's the president of the United States. He yells out and says, get me so-and-so.
But because he's a modern president, he's addicted to his BlackBerry, as many of us are.
Yeah, but as a modern president, he's got to have that communication a little more. It's got to be slowed down. It's got to be filtered a little bit.
The president will have the penne spicy and the hazelnut pudding.
That's my file on you, Senator.
Shelley.
You have my file on you.
Oh, God. That's the worst. There are two of the worst mouth noise scenes ever.
If you really want to hear a guy chewing in a movie, it's Gary Oldman as Shelley in
Contender.
The Contender.
That steakhouse scene, and also in the original, what's the movie? A Jurassic Park.
Right.
When the old man.
When he's eating ice cream.
Have we talked about that before?
No.
I don't know if we ever have.
It's not only the chewing, but it's Richard Attenborough breathing through his nose. If you've got that in surround sound, get ready to vomit.
No expense was spared. Hello, kids.
And he's eating ice cream, breathing through his little white-haired nose.
Big 5-gallon drum of melting vanilla ice cream.
Absolutely foul.
I love that movie. I don't remember the ice cream
scene. Much scarier than the dinosaurs.
All right, it's towards the end, when the disaster's already happened.
Right, things are
going
crazy.
Sitting there, and he's eating out of one of those big tubs of ice cream that he has as his amusement park.
Right.
And he sits down, and he's eating, and it's so gross. Because Richard Attenborough...
Right.
If I did that, I swear to God, we would not have any listeners, because it would be so foul to hear something go... And he's breathing through
it
this constricted, deviated septum, which he probably got with Robert Evans, you know, doing coke in the 70s.
Probably.
Doing coke off Linda Evans.
All right.
There's a thought. And Obama says, as president, he plans to put his weekly radio address on YouTube, complete with a video.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good idea.
In fact, he will start this Saturday on his own website, change.org. This weekly Saturday morning presidential radio speech was launched originally by President Reagan. The first to give radio speeches was Franklin Roosevelt, who tried to reassure Americans during the Great Depression.
He is taking a vacation, though, right? I think that is important before he gets started. He's going to Hawaii, right?
But you know what?
Nice, yes.
There'll be no vacations, not until he's out of there. Even if he's in Hawaii and trying to shut everything out, he can't.
I just hope he's
at the ground running.
You know what? This is a president I want to see relax. Wait, is he going to have a thing like the summer White House, like some of the guys do? I mean, will he go back to Chicago, or will it be Hawaii? I'm very curious. That's where he does vacation every year. He goes to Hawaii.
How are the summers in Chicago? They're hot, right?
Yeah, yes. Very much
hot, right?
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Summer's hot, isn't it?
Of course it's hot.
Well, people died like during a heat wave in Chicago.
It's not that bad.
I'm asking like if it's not like
No, Rob, Chicago. You know Chicago's up in the Arctic Circle.
They can have hunting.
Hey, Rob, you want to go to Chicago and go caribou hunting next week? It's so far north
in January. It's
because of the lake, right?
It's been a long day. But see, do you realize? I can tell by looking at you guys when it hits me, and I'm looking at both of you, and I know we've
We've had a lot of show today.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
What I was asking is that, you know, like Camp David is right around D.C., but it's cooler in the summer than D.C.
Yes.
Does Chicago, because they have notorious winters, is the summer any milder than it is?
I would say that Chicago has its heat waves.
Yeah. Sure.
But overall, the climate in Chicago would be cooler than here in D.C.
All right.
About the same.
You think so?
Having lived there for nine years, I would say it's about the same.
So it's not a good place to go in the summer, right?
Right.
Right, Rob.
No, it's fine.
And Rob, see, Rob's idea of going somewhere, it has to be cool.
Yeah.
That's why Rob summers in Iceland.
I summer at Luray Caverns.
I hope Al Roker calls us from Iceland tomorrow. I hope he's not back in New York.
I can't see any reason how he couldn't.
What time will it be in Iceland when he calls
us
tomorrow?
About 5 hours ahead, so
yeah, but it will
add five to whatever we're getting, whatever time we're talking
about. But it will be daylight. Because it's always daylight there, right?
This time of year.
This time of year, no.
No, it's darker.
It's the opposite.
Oh, I thought we went up about this time of year.
No, we went more in the spring or late spring, I think it was.
Yeah. I think we went in June.
Something like that. That would be very, very late
And it was
spring.
Busting out all over. All right, finish your news, please.
All right, are we still on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I didn't know we were still here.
Come on now.
Hey, it's a thin line between love and hate, and scientists are starting to figure out why. Brain scans mapped out at a university in London show that the same two areas of the brain that get active from romantic love also light up when confronted with images we hate.
What's up, guys?
And they found the more we hate something or someone, the more active those parts of the brain become.
We ran a brain scan on Chris the intern.
And?
Came back inconclusive.
There it is.
Finally.
Every day.
Finally, the dean at Emerson College in Boston has written an email to all students, faculty, and staff reminding them that marijuana is still illegal.
Good reminder.
Apparently, you wouldn't know it from the aromas wafting around campus, but illegal it is, in spite of the recent November 4th vote in Massachusetts. And the dean says using marijuana on campus is not permitted and can lead to a fine on top of the one you'd have to pay City Hall.
There you go. You remember that, Buzz.
I will.
That's right.
I'm not going to Boston.
Emerson.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want to thank Chad Dukes for giving us the fantasy football update. Also, Academy Award winner Marissa Tomei. She was lovely.
Red hot.
Really. And the book is The King of Sting, Craig Glazer. Thanks to coming on the show. He's got great stories. Hope to have him on again. Tomorrow, we interview Penthouse CEO Mark Bell just after 4.
Mark Bell.
And at 5, I think from Iceland, the great Al Roker will be on our show.
Awesome.
The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WHAF Hay in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Porn Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
bang the drum and blow the horn. Pick the apples, shuck the corn. Feel your neighbor's looks of scorn. Have the most fun since you were born. Your pants are down, your dress is torn. Now with tattoos, your body adorn. Root for your favorite team, Jim Zorn. Party till your liver's worn. Do it all, but be forewarned, we won't be giving out any porn. Thank you, we'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.